Hello, and a very warm welcome to Monocle on Design Extra. It's a show brought to you by the team behind Monocle's dedicated weekly design programme. I'm Ailey Evans, the show's producer, standing in for Josh Fennett. Each episode, we turn our gaze to the design stories that many overlook, and today, we're asking about temporary architecture and why structures designed to be ephemeral can sometimes stick around. Across the globe, there are countless buildings that have stayed when they weren't intended to, from the London Eye and Millennium Dome in the UK to the Eiffel Tower and Statue of Liberty. Our show's researcher, Nick Manise, takes a look at some of the most famous examples and considers how their progress from temporary to permanent might apply to his own life. Take it away, Nick.
Temporary architecture is a bit like the moustache I've been cultivating recently, a playful break from the norm that only lasts a limited time. Unless, of course, it turns out to strike a chord, then there's every chance it'll be made permanent. And look, I'll level with you here. The longevity of my upper lip's new look will be determined by its popularity with my partner. At the time of recording, her decision, it's still pending. So, as I await the fate of my mo, I thought it wise to turn my attention to some concrete examples of the temporary becoming permanent. The Eiffel Tower and the London Eye were both originally erected as short-term installations for the World's Fair and Millennium celebrations, respectively.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Happy New Year, everybody!
But both proved so popular and loved, if begrudgingly, that they stayed. For more contemporary examples, there's the host of annual pavilion competitions. In my home country, Melbourne's M Pavilion is a popular yearly program that sees a temporary structure erected in the city's Queen Victoria Gardens over summer. In June this year, it was announced that the 2019 iteration by Glenn Murcutt would become a permanent addition on the University of Melbourne's campus. And in lieu of an event in 2020, would-be visitors will be invited to see the architect's work in its new location. Visits to previous pavilions at their new sites are also on the cards. It's funny to think that Murcutt's wing-like structure will likely go on to define its new location in much the same way Mr. Eiffel's Tower and London's Ferris Wheel have. It too is bold and instantly recognisable. It's something that students and visitors to the campus will be able to point to from a distance and use as a meeting place and a way to get their bearings. All in all, its transition from temporary to permanent has given me hope. And it's made me think, perhaps all I'm missing is a Pritzker Prize-winning equivalent of a barber to whip my facial hair into shape.
Our thanks to Nick Manise for his take on temporary architecture. And that's all for this week. But if you're eager for more design stories, listen to our full-length programme airing on Tuesdays at 8 p.m. London time. Meanwhile, if you're missing your local newsstand, then you should of course take out a subscription to Monocle magazine so you don't miss an issue. You can also get our daily bulletins, peruse our many books on everything from global politics to cosy homes, buy our fetching collaborations, or listen to our round-the-clock radio station, all at monocle.com. Today's episode was produced and edited by me, Maylie Evans. Thank you very much for listening, and goodbye.